WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome in today's program. Happy Memorial Day. It is time to talk NASCAR here on the new Rock 103.7. That's right. Guarantee we're going to mess that up a couple times today, but that's okay. Because you know what? We're all off work. Well, you guys are, not Sean and I, as we will. You know what? No holiday comes between us and you and the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today, talking about the Coca-Cola 600, it looked like William Byron was going to run away with it again. And then a huge kind of come from behind win, I guess you could call it, by Ross Chastain. So tons to talk about today. Plus, our first ever show on 103.7. Rock 105 makes the move to where we're at right now. Rock 103.7. So big day all the way around. Let's fire up the grills. Weather depending, you can hang out on the lake, I guess. Kind of a weird day for Memorial Day. But anyway, the important thing is we're not at work and we're about to talk NASCAR. So sit back, relax. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey Orr, and welcome into the show. Excited to be here. You know, nothing gets me fired up on my day off than to come back into work and see my man, the guy that makes it happen around here. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
You know what? You'd make a good wife.
I'm good at complaining.
Well, yeah, that's the way a wife would backhandedly compliment and
be excited. Like, oh, I'm so excited to go out. You wearing that? Okay.
Yeah. I was just thinking. I thought, man, you sounded like a good wife.
Well, we do joke. We've been doing this show longer than either one of us have been married.
Yeah, so. That's for sure. One of those backhanded compliments. Is that what you call it in marriage?
Yes.
And actually, you've done very well. You got the 103.7. Correct the whole time, and you never said Rock 105 as far as, you know, when you're not supposed to.
I guarantee you this show will be fine, but for the rest of the year, like especially coming in and out of break when we're just kind of used to talking about the kind of the same thing, it's going to slide in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's scary, though. It's kind of like, you know, you start dating a new girl and you accidentally call her the old girl's name. Yeah, not a good thing, right?
Yeah.
The bosses are listening. We've got to be better.
Well, that's where you just call them all baby.
or just only date girls with the same name. Yeah. God, I gotta go find another pretty girl named Amanda.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I got a little trivia for you.
Oh, boy.
You know, this show began in 2001. We began on 101.3. Then later on, we went to 98.1, and then we went to 97.3, 99.3. And then you and I spent a couple of years on Squelch Radio, which was better known as AM radio.
Yeah, remember that?
On 1370 in the latter part of 07. And let's see, 07, 08, and early 09. And then on June 1st, 2009, we went to the butt-kicking radio station called Rock 105.
So we went, God, it was 09?
09. So we are coming up on 16 years this week on Rock 105, which is now Rock 103.7.
We've only been, this is our first show on this new station,
yeah, 103.7. Sure. So yeah, we can say now we've added another frequency. We've lasted longer than many of the people on all these radio stations and the names of the radio stations.
You ever see, like, it could be a football player, baseball player, basketball, it could be a NASCAR driver, and they'll be like, hey, he played for 20 years and he was on 8 different teams. And you're like, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Is it good that he was good enough to be a pro that long, or is it bad because every 2 years someone was like, yeah, we got to get rid of this guy?
Yeah.
That's kind of us, Sean.
Yeah, it is. And you know, those first years before we ended up on Rock 105 or now Rock 103.7, we would outlast the talent. We would outlast the names of the radio stations.
General managers at some
At times. So, you know, I feel pretty blessed.
We're like a bad virus. We just kind of, you can take all the medicine you want. We're not going anywhere.
They can't kick us out. And so anyway, I was thinking the other day, looking, I'm always one of those guys, you know, especially the older I get.
Also, you have nothing to do. So yeah.
Well, you know, driving down the road, thinking about history, and I'm thinking, you know what? We started on Monday, June 1st, 2009 on Rock 105. So 16 years now. Man, that's hard to believe.
Speaking of, and you've told the story a bunch, but the show actually started the Monday after Earnhardt passed away at the Daytona 500. Mm-hmm. Amazon's got a new Earnhardt documentary out. And I haven't watched it yet, but you know Tyler, our buddy that came in and hung out with us, Tyler Bloom. Mm-hmm. You know his dad, Kevin. He texted me last night. He's like, have you watched the Earnhardt documentary yet? I was like, no, I haven't got around to it. He said, Dad and I are absolutely glued. Like, so apparently it's really good.
And oh, it is.
It was probably the perfect thing to watch leading into the Coke 600 on Amazon. But that's kind of one of the things we were talking about. Now that Amazon's broadcasting, they're going to start firing off a lot of stuff. Other people are going to go want to go, ooh, let's check that out. Ooh, maybe we should subscribe to this. Maybe we should add, you know.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Well, I'm glad you brought the documentary up because I was wanting to talk a little bit about it. I was listening to Dale Earnhardt Jr. the other day on his show, and he was talking about it with his wife. And, you know, I think one of the first one was Earnhardt documentaries was called Dale. Then there was one called Blink of an Eye that Michael Waltrip, I believe, narrated or was the main star in it, I guess. And now there's this one. And there could have been another one that I've not aware of. But
now, you're not talking about the movie Dale with Barry Pepper, are you? That was like a movie. That wasn't a documentary.
Yeah, okay.
ESPN movies that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Had a cool hat.
But it was a story about Dale Earnhardt.
Yes.
And when Dale was talking about the fact, he said, you know, when Amazon approached him about doing this, you know, his remarks were, you know, he was all for it, but he didn't want it to be like the rest. He wanted to be able to have something created that was different and maybe never seen before information. And he sharing the fact that he has copies and he saved them on his phone, thousands and thousands of pictures of his father. He said, I very seldom ever see a photograph of my father that I don't have. But he said Amazon was able to uncover some video, various videotapes of his dad that he had never seen before and did not exist.
That's cool.
And a lot of this was included in the documentary. Kim and I, my wife, I guess it was Saturday night, we watched the first one. Very well done.
So romantic.
And she,
honey, get in here. Let's watch this.
She really enjoyed it. You know, she's been a longtime NASCAR fan.
So have you grown a mustache soon?
Yeah, she was especially a big NASCAR fan back in the days of Dale.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those NASCAR fans that, you know, sometimes say, well, you know, it's NASCAR's not like it used to be, because she's remembering the days of Dale Earnhardt and all the stars back then. But she watched it with me, and she was talking yesterday. She said, you know, that documentary was so good. She said, I'm looking forward to seeing the second. We started the second one, but we both fell asleep.
endorsement.
Yeah, when you get old, you know, that tends to happen. So there's already been two that have been released, but there's two more that's going to be released this week. But it the first one starts in his early days. And, you know, and I've been around this sport since the early 90s, 90, 91, something like that. And, you know, I spent 9 years in the sport, you know, with a fuel situation with Union 76, which you've heard this story before. And I was around Dale, and I know a lot about the sport. No question about that, because of all my years around it. But there was things that I did not know, had never seen, never heard. And it is a fascinating documentary. I would encourage anybody, two different types of people. Anybody that is a big NASCAR fan, it's a must see. Then I would encourage anybody that's a young NASCAR fan, a young demographic age group, to see it as well. because you need to see where the sport came from. You need to see the roots. You need to see the pioneers that helped make NASCAR what it is today.
You know, and that's the thing, Sean, he passed in 01. That was a quarter century ago.
There are 25 years there coming
are,
up.
There are people, entire lifespans, you know, born and raised and never known. And it reminds me of this group of kids coming up now, and you see it in the NBA a lot. Like, they hear about how good Jordan was, but they don't really know. And then that Jordan documentary came out, and everyone's like, wow, how good was he? It's like, yeah, he was the man. And Earnhardt Sr., Sean, I grew up, didn't know a thing in the world about NASCAR other than what it was. But I'd see number three stickers. You knew every, you know, raise hell, praise Dale. I mean, you see, you people knew who Dale Earnhardt Sr. was, period.
Or you knew Goodwrench in the three.
You knew, absolutely, you knew Goodwrench in the three. So he was a titan among the sport. And it's one of those things that sport, every sport has them, but they don't always have them. Mm-hmm. You know, golf has been looking for one since Tiger Woods is basically out of his prime and been hurt. Basketball looked one forever until LeBron came up after Jordan. And you can make the argument that, you know, we had Senior and he was huge. And then you had Jeff Gordon, who was also huge, and who, but Senior helped make huge because of their quote unquote rivalry. But you can say NASCAR is in that position. We don't have that North Star that that Senior was for the sport for so long. So, I will make time to watch that. I saw it the other night, but I knew, like, I can't stay awake long enough to watch anything right now. I've heard good things.
You definitely need to see it. It is, I would say, even if you're not a NASCAR fan, and you just have a big interest in...
Who doesn't like a good documentary?
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're learning something.
It is that well done. It is that well produced.
And you got to hand it to Junior and his media career. He doesn't really do anything halfway. Most everything they do is first class. And so if he had anything to do with it, that helps.
Oh, he did. And he and his sister Kelly are... They talk, especially, I think it's in the second portion of the documentary, or the second segment of the documentary. I'm looking forward to these last two because right now the first two covered the first half of his career. The second two are going to cover the days of DEI and all the things that went on.
Stepmom gets in there.
Yeah, and how... After Dale's passing, she locked down DEI. And to my, if I'm not mistaken, the doors have remained locked ever since that day.
I want to say Junior, someone said that Junior was quoted, like, he can't go visit his dad's grave because it's on her property.
I hadn't heard that.
So that might be in there. I don't know why anyone would make that up, but I kind of read a little bit of article. Like, that's how sour that relationship is. Like, and Kelly's the same way. So Kelly and Dale don't hang out with old Teresa.
I would say if that is in fact true, it'll come out in this documentary because Dale and his sister, both Kelly, have taken part in this thing, and they are very open and candid about everything. It's like no holds bar. And that's why I'm really looking forward to hearing their comments regarding DEI.
Yeah. Nothing like a little, little family drama.
And something else I didn't know, I didn't realize that both Dale and Kelly lived with their mother. Dale was off starting his race career and going full speed ahead. And then they showed the house that they lived in. And it was just a little bitty rundown shack. And then it showed the house that Dale was living in at the time on Lake Norman. And he had already started doing well. I mean, it wasn't no fancy show place, but it was a nice home on Lake Norman.
A little nicer, yeah.
Yeah, because this was still early in his career. This is before he's really making a lot of money. And it tells a story where Dale Sr. Took both Dale and Kelly in, and they moved in with him. And so it talks about that and tells a little bit about that story. So there was things definitely about the entire Earnhardt family that I did not know.
Yeah. So, I may have to, you know what? Yeah. Get a little,
you know, it's going to be raining.
Next rainy day, I might need to dial into that a little bit.
Like I say, it was very well done. Another thing I want to say about Amazon, and I want to get your opinion about their TV broadcast last night.
If Mr. Bezos wants to sponsor us.
It appears to me, and this doesn't really surprise me, but it appears to me that everything Amazon Prime does with their network is done extremely well and done as professional as any other major TV network. The TV broadcast last night, I thought, was very well done.
Yeah, it was good. I think the crew's got good. I mean, they got good guys. Mm-hmm. Obviously, got good chemistry. Like you said, they kind of remind me of. I mean, if anyone's got the money to do it, it's them. But mm-hmm. we're not gonna go halfway. Let's make this look fantastic. And listen, yeah. For guys like Junior to sign on to it. I mean, he's not going to sign on to some shoestring thing, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, they've got the money. They got the ability to pull it all off. From what I understand, there is quite a few people from both NBC and Fox, especially Fox, that has become a part of the production team with Amazon Prime, with NASCAR. So it's like anything. You're only as good as your team. And so they've got the money and the infrastructure to bring to the table. And then they went out and built the team that knows how to do it as well. Just like the on-air broadcast team. It's all people that know their stuff.
Yeah, all familiar voices we know.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you assemble a lot of great people together, you're going to be able to produce a great product.
That's, you know what? Most of the smart owners, business owners, whatever you call it, just put a good team around you and mm-hmm. let them figure it out. And that's really the... That's one of the keys, I would think.
Yeah. It is time for us to take a break. We come back.
Are we going to talk racing soon?
Soon.
Come back to the...
still got to find out what you did this weekend.
Dale Earnhardt Senior Hour.
We still got to, you know, check out the old Casey Orr weekend plan or schedule.
All right, I went to the beer fest, so I'm going to go down beer by beer and give you my rating of all of them.
All right. Okay, we're going to hear about that as well as... we are going to get to the Coca-Cola 600, we promise. This is the Memorial Day edition, so it's going to be a little more relaxed than normal. But, hey, we appreciate you being a part of our program, whether you are dodging rain or out on the lake or just sitting at home enjoying your day off. We're going to break all the NASCAR down for you today, and we got a lot more to go. Coming to you from the Optimize You studio. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley-Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, hopefully. You're enjoying our show somewhere other than work, so sit back, relax. Lots of info to get to. We're going to talk about the Coke 600, big win for Ross Chastain. Plus, NASCAR is going to be in our backyard next week. Nashville race is right around the corner, so a little talk about that as well. But big win for Ross Chastain. One of the biggest races of the year happens every year in Charlotte, the Coca-Cola 600. The only time we go 600 laps, one of NASCAR's crown jewels, and Ross Chastain with the late race win, snatching it away from William Byron. So big win for the number one team, and of course, we'll talk about that as well.
Actually, we go 600 miles.
600 laps, miles. It's 600. It's just more than everybody, you know?
Yeah, 600 miles of racing, and thank goodness. I'm not a big fan of these marathon races of 600 miles. So
yeah, well, and that's the thing. But you got to have it. You got to do it once. But you just don't have to do it all the time.
Yeah,
you know, like 500. We all got stuck on 500 forever because it's a nice round number. When you realize a lot of these races don't need to go 500, yeah. You could say this one doesn't need to go 600, especially at Lowe's Motor Speedway where it does get drug out pretty well. But it is one of the biggest races of the year. However, I do want to say this, Sean. So the Indianapolis 500 was also yesterday as well. And let's see, Kyle Larson ran both of them. He didn't do great in the Indianapolis 500, kind of wrecked out. But as I'm watching SportsCenter, which I don't do a lot anymore, but I'm watching it. They, you know, a lot about basketball is going on because it's the playoffs. There's, you know, the college baseball and college softball is going on right now. And that's kind of all the big talk. But they had a blurb about the 500. But it was almost like one of the NASCAR's biggest races didn't even run. I mean, there is it. And granted, I don't know that ESPN's influence is what it used to be. This new generation, they don't watch stuff on TV. They watch it on clips on their phone. But it was, I mean, I feel like ever since NASCAR, ESPN didn't have the contract for NASCAR, like they go out of their way not to talk about it.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest races of the year. Kind of was sort of exciting towards the end. And, you know, not a lot mentioned.
Yeah, the ESPN doesn't show a lot of love to NASCAR unless there's something that's most of the other national media is.
If there'd been a big old wreck and a big old fight, they'd led with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I want to say this real quick before we start talking more about racing and, you know, what we've done this past weekend. We may have some new listeners that are tuning in today. 103.7 is a 25,000 watt radio station in HD. Rock 105 was 5,000 watts and was not HD. We're going to be able to reach listeners that we have never reached before. I hear the sound quality is coming in outstanding in those areas 70, 80, 90 miles away north and south of Chattanooga. So we want to welcome any new listeners. We're a NASCAR show, comes on the air every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 103.7. So we welcome you. And of course, we always welcome and thank all of our regular listeners. But you can listen to us is on the Odyssey app as well. So you don't have to be in our so-called listening area. You can be anywhere. Just download the Odyssey app to your smartphone or tablet. Search Chattanooga, then click on Rock 103.7, and bam, you've got us hooked up.
So you'll be able to hear our voices the way they're meant to be heard in stunning radio HD.
You know, I was listening the other day after they changed the frequencies, and listening in HD.
Oh, it sounds way better.
Yeah.
It's just... It's technology they thought was going to be, because I was still in radio when HD radio came out, and they're like, oh, we're about to blow your mind. Because when HD TV came out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know, HD and visuals a little bit recognizable, I guess.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, our eyes. So radio HD is really good, but also it's not, no one's going to run out and buy a bunch of HD radios just because of that, which I think was the plan, which that got me thinking. Remember the curved TVs and how, 3D was going to be all the rage,
mm-hmm.
and then that just kind of disappeared. You know, sometimes we miss it on technology, but HD radio is cool.
And where you really notice the HD difference is when you're in your vehicle, especially if you've mm-hmm. got a vehicle that's, you know, not but a few years old or whatever. When you change from one radio station to the next, it'll even come up HD.
Yeah.
And you can definitely tell a difference.
That so. That ugly old Toyota. You
so
got,
they're
have
making
a,
you
have a pretty good sound
hey,
system.
Hey, that Toyota Tundra, man's it's rocking right now to Rock 103.7.
You probably can't have the volume up too loud when the engine's running though, or it's too much strain on it.
Actually, you know that Tundra is a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
Yeah. So you don't. It's the IMAX hybrid.
Mm.
And so you don't even really know that thing's running at times. That's why it's got 437 flame-throwing watts of horsepower.
Horsepower.
Yeah, nothing like it. So how was the weekend? And then we're going to dive into NASCAR. Right.
Went to the Beer Fest. Had a blast. Drank a lot of
down
beer.
Down at the
old market.
Chattanooga Market.
Saw our buddy Big Daddy Kyle there.
Does he remember you?
He apparently had more beers than I did. And was in full form and even left.
It's a good thing he doesn't drive at all.
Left before the end of the festival because I was looking for him. I texted him like, do not leave unless we get a picture. And he's like, sorry, buddy, already gone at liquor store. I was like, good Lord, the last place you need to be. So that was fun. And then, yes.
Was there a big crowd?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was good. And the weather was nice, though, because it wasn't like crazy hot, so yeah. It was beautiful. And then yesterday after mass,
what kind of condition were you in?
I, you know what, Mrs. Orr even said, thank you for not just getting too crazy. I was like, you're welcome, dear.
So there was no arguments
here.
Or fights?
No,
or,
no.
And she was still talking to you Sunday morning?
I'm still in good graces to this day somehow.
Successful Saturday.
So, and then yesterday, went to mass, looked for you and Kim, didn't see him. Went to go watch, speaking of 3D, Lilo and Stitch. So Evelyn, you know, one of Evelyn's favorite movies and famous Disney movie.
You went to that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I went to go watch Lilo
What's
and Stitch.
What's that like to sit through 2 hours of Lilo and Stitch?
I've seen Lilo and Stitch 100 times, so it was no big deal. But this is the live action where they use real humans, but they make Stitch. He's really good. I mean,
so by now, you're probably a fan of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, dude, I've seen them all.
Is Barney still around?
No, Barney's done.
Well, see, when my daughter was a little girl, it was Barney.
I guarantee you, Alexis is probably going to go watch Lilo and Stitch because that's right. That's about the age group. That's in her wheelhouse.
She's about to turn 27.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was a kid when the first one came out and probably watched it and enjoyed it.
I'll have to ask.
But anyway, it was good. If you like live action remakes of Disney movies, it was spot on. They do a really good job with the live action version of Stitch. He's really funny. So, but yeah, I did that. It's a little family time. Came home, watched NASCAR, fell asleep on the couch. It was great.
Hmm.
Just what every man needs on a good Sunday.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a good day. Got some mowing in yesterday afternoon before the rain came in last night. Got some work done here at the Whitfield Media Group. Got some house cleaning done. So, yeah, it was a good weekend. And my Memorial Day has been a good one, too. I've gotten a lot accomplished so far. Well, let's dive into what happened, excuse me, at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And you mentioned, excuse me, maybe I'll be able to talk here in a second. You made comment a moment ago that Ross Chastain got the win running his, getting his first win after, what, I think 18-race winless streak, if I'm not mistaken. So it had been a while for the
old Yeah. Guy. So Chastain, who, you know, kind of took the sport by storm not so long ago and had fun things to say and we'd like to follow, all of a sudden wasn't winning too many races, but big win for the Coke 600.
His, of course, Trackhouse ended up 18-race winless streak in the number one Chevrolet with his sixth career victory in his 236th start. It's kind of hard to believe that Ross Chastain is... got that many starts in. It seems like it's not been that many years that he's been around.
Started from the back in a car that his team, a backup car that his team had to set up and spent all night setting up. Starting 40th, that was one of those you just try to get a top 10 and tell your team good job, and was able to run down William Byron, who had kind of dominated the race all night. So that was a, that wasn't just a, oh, look, we won one. That was a, that was a very, very good win for this team.
Of course, Chastain also was the first cup driver to win in a backup car since William Byron in 2024 at the Daytona 500. And Chastain started last after crashing in practice on Saturday. Led twice for eight of the 400 laps, including the final six, becoming the 40th driver to win the Coke 600. His 40th place starting position was the lowest by a winner of the Crown Jewel race.
Of all time. So setting records and getting wins, that is a big win for Trackhouse Racing.
So he becomes the eighth winner to make it into the 2025 NASCAR playoffs after capturing his victory. And I'm a Ross Chastain fan. I'm glad to see he finally gets the win.
Yeah, I think it's good when you have more teams being better. I was getting a little scared this is going to be one of the years that the same four dudes are winning all the races. But I guess a little off time was good for Ross Chastain. And that was a big win because it wasn't a fuel mileage. It wasn't, you know, we were really good all night and we just made a pass at the right time. I mean, Sean, this was a team coming from the back to win a race at like Daytona 500 is not as big a deal.
Yeah.
But this is not a restrictor plate track. This means you made all the moves correctly and your car was good and you ran all the way through the pack. And then not only that, you towards the end, you pass a guy that had been dominant all day. So this really was, you know, for a guy that had to feel terrible when he wrecked his car in practice. And you go over to your team's like, sorry, guys. Do y'all mind staying up all night at the shop and setting up the new one?
Yeah, for sure.
And he even said, like, he's setting that car for the very first time, 10 o'clock the night before the race. Like, that's, you know, it's got to feel a little unnerving, I'm sure. Just a huge win. This seems like one of those that can probably build some momentum off of.
It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll break down all the results of the Coca-Cola 600 and get into the NASCAR Cup Series driver standings. We've got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The 2025 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Hopefully you, number one, have this day off. Number two, are enjoying this day off as Sean Whitfield and I continue to slave away and bring you all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. One of NASCAR's biggest races was last night, the Coca-Cola 600. Big win for Ross Chastain. First win of the season. That does make him pretty much a lock for the playoffs. And his first ever win of one of NASCAR's crown jewels. So big win for Ross Chastain and the number one team. And one look at the schedule shows that next up, Sean, we're heading to Nashville Super Speedway. That is coming up this weekend. So racing in Music City, that'll be June 1st, this Sunday.
Race number 14 of the 2025 NASCAR
also on Prime
Cup Series. And you're right, that'll be captured on Prime. I want to go ahead and give the TV broadcast a grade, and I'm going to give it an A+. What would be your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I guess the mark for any TV crew for me is for me to not notice you that much. Like, they didn't mess up, so I think that was really good. Yeah. It was funny, some of the promos they had. You know, it's Junior in the car saying, "Come follow us," and it's, you know, Amazon and NASCAR, we're going to Charlotte, we're going to Nashville, we're going to Michigan, we're to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and Pocono.
Yeah.
It's like, which one of these is not like the other?
Do you think there is that much downside? And do you think some of the critics are going to come out this week because the race wasn't on one of the major networks?
I mean, listen, I don't think so. It's just the world we live in. But I mean, this is, guys, it's, you've got to stream now.
It's here to stay, isn't it?
Like, it's, this is when people used to go, yeah, the internet's a fad. No, it's just kind of the way the world's going to work now. Yeah. And it's the same way with streaming. I mean,
Traditional. I mean, look, our EPB, we love EPB, and they're already saying like, hey, you know, these boxes you had forever ain't going to work. It's really better off if you'll just stream. You know, we'll give you a box, but you should stream, and even the boxes help you stream. So that's just the way it is.
Do you have the boxes, EPB boxes?
I still do for a little while longer. I've told you my mother-in-law lives with us, and teaching her to stream is going to be difficult, but we've about decided we're there because the cost of everything. It is a sin how much I spend a month to watch TV.
Well, when you
have TV, I don't watch that.
When you have a conversation with her, if you do, use me as an example, because I was not at all in favor of change. Matter of fact, I mean, literally, EPB had been calling, threatening, and all this kind of stuff. They even got to the point they sent somebody to my house and left a note on the door.
Give me those boxes.
Saying that your service will be cut off Tuesday morning. It was that bad. I mean, that's how resistant I was to get into the streaming world. And now I look back and I think about all that money for several years I spent and wasted because I wasn't willing to get into streaming. And with YouTube TV, it makes it so easy. And the thing about it is I have access to watch NASCAR on my phone, on my tablet, in my office, wherever, and it's all in one account.
Yeah, and here's another thing, and this is going to be for all of our listeners that are lucky enough to have EPB. I mean, the internet's so good and so fast that you're crazy not to do it. Now, if you live out in you know where, or it's like, oh God, it's to get a gig here is a bajillion dollars. All right, I get it. You might want to stay with something else for a while, but people that are lucky enough to have EPB fiber optics, it's a game changer.
Well, like the service you have with EPB, if you wanted to watch EPB Fi TV on your tablet, you do not have the ability to do that.
I don't. Yeah, if I downloaded the app, I would.
No, huh? You don't.
Really?
No. Because I was going to stay with EPB if I did.
Gotcha.
If I had the ability to watch it on my tablet or on my phone, because I was already accustomed to watching on YouTube TV because I had service here at the office. And then when they told me, they said, no, you're not going to be able to watch it on your tablet or on your phone. And I said, well, you're able to do that with YouTube TV? And they said, yeah. Unfortunately, that's one of the benefits they have. And the lady was very candid, customer service rep. She said, listen, you're better off to just use nothing but YouTube TV. Plus, it's cheaper, and you've got a lot more features. So, anyway.
Well, there's the Fi TV app. Why can't I download that?
They do. Yeah, there is such a thing as the Fi TV app, but it does not give you the ability to watch streaming television.
I'll be dang. All right.
Yeah. It's more for pulling up your account and that kind of thing. So, just unfortunately the way it is, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the results of the race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, Coca-Cola 600. As we've been talking a moment ago, Ross Chastain started dead last and won the race, his first race win of the year, and also Trackhouse Racing's first race win of the year, which both are a little bit surprising, but in fact, that is the circumstances. Second place, William Byron. Third, Chase Briscoe. Fourth, A.J. Allmendinger. Fifth, Brad Keselowski.
I was waiting for fifth. I was like, say it slow for the people.
Brad Keselowski didn't start off in a good position, started 35th. If I'm not mistaken, he's had five DNFs so far this year.
Top five.
This is like a race win.
High mark for his season, easily.
Yeah. I mean, it is literally like getting the win. Sixth spot, Chase Elliott. Seventh, Michael McDowell. Eighth, Christopher Bell. Ninth, Ryan Preece. And 10th, Noah Gregson.
All right, other drivers of note, Josh Berry in 12th, Eric Jones 13th, SVG 14th, Kyle Busch top 15, Denny Hamlin 16th, Logano 17th, Austin Dillon 20th, Ty Gibbs finished in 24th, had been running pretty well lately. Get down here, Bubba Wallace 35th, Kyle Larson, man, you know he had big plans for the weekend. Crashes out in the Daytona 500, finishes 37th in the Coke 600. Jimmy Johnson, 38th, and Sean Whitfield continues to maintain. He's a legacy ruiner. Jimmy Johnson finishing in 40th.
As I was watching the race last night and watching another race that Jimmy Johnson didn't finish, I'm thinking, Jimmy, run. Keep running. I mean, get away from the sport of NASCAR and just be a team owner.
People still love to see Tiger Woods tee it up and play, whether he's winning or not. We just love to see him out there.
Jimmy sucks.
Oh, man.
He does. And it shouldn't be that way. He's a great guy, got an amazing NASCAR record, unbelievable legacy. But to the young generation, he's looking like DW did at the end of his career.
Let me tell you, when you've accomplished what Jimmy Johnson has, you also get this really cool thing. It's called your give a you know what isn't very high. So he's like, I'm Jimmy. I got money. If I want to race a car, I'm going to go race a car. Thanks.
It just disappoints me.
And when
me.
He gets out of the car, he's still Jimmy Johnson.
And I'm a Jimmy Johnson fan.
Hey, and he can go, man, you know what? I would wear all my championship rings, but I need two hands. I can't even fit them all on one.
Gosh. It to me, it's just disappointing. I know you're fine with it, but it's just disappointing to me. A few highlights I want to bring out. Chase Briscoe, his third place finish is the best he's had so far this season. We spoke about Brad Keselowski a moment ago. His first top 10 of the season. Fifth is his best finish. I mean, it was literally like a race win for him. Michael McDowell, his seventh place finish was his first top 10 of the year and his best career results so far ever.
What if Keselowski just turns it on and just goes on a tear second half of the year? I mean, that would really be something. I'm not holding out hope, but at least we can. I don't know. I guess we can hope.
Yeah. If I was Keselowski, I would lay in the bed at night and go, why didn't I follow the business plan and the race strategy that Denny Hamlin did?
So here's the thing. If you're worried about people ruining legacy, and I don't think he is, but there's way less a problem with what Jimmy Johnson's doing than what Brad Keselowski's still in the prime of his career, still trying to win races.
Yeah.
And he's in a car that can't do it. Jimmy's just out here. He's hobby racing. You know, he's like, hey, let's see what we can do.
I mean, doing it the way Denny Hamlin has done it has been great.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only...
You're still racing for a top-tier team. Brad Keselowski should have stayed with Penske and had been an investor or partner in RFK.
But you don't know if there's another benefactor like Jordan with unlimited funds to help start a team. You know, there's only a few of those. He'd have to go he'd have to call Jeff Bezos. Hey, man, I'm going to keep driving my car, but why don't you and I start a team?
Well, Brad Keselowski, his results have been just slightly under the definition of embarrassment, right under Kyle Busch so far.
Yeah, well, Kyle Busch is doing better than him.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He's been below Kyle Busch, and Kyle Busch has had an embarrassing career this year. So it's sad and disappointing to see the veteran guys not do well, not run well, and end up at the back of the pack. And that's kind of the way it's gone for both those drivers. There were 8 caution flags for 52 laps and 34 lead changes among 11 drivers. All right, let's move along into the driver's standings in the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Charlotte. William Byron is leading 29 points ahead of second place. Kyle Larson, third, Christopher Bell, fourth, Chase Elliott, and fifth, Tyler Reddick.
Sixth spot, Denny Hamlin, seventh, Ryan Blaney, eighth, Ross Chastain, ninth, Joey Logano, and 10th spot, Alex Bowman, 11th, Chase Briscoe, 12th, Bubba Wallace, 13th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 14th, Ryan Preece. Good run for a good season so far for Ryan, kind of sneaking in the top 16. Austin Cindric, 15th. Josh Berry in the 16th spot, barely edging out AJ Allmendinger and Kyle Busch. The Dingers got more points than Kyle Busch so far this year, just by one, but still. However, if the playoff was to start today, well, that's who would be in the top 16, because Josh Berry and Austin Cindric are both drivers in 15th and 16th, but they do have a race win. Then Ross Chastain, his first win of the season, bumps him up to 8th. So there you have it. All the drivers with wins are in the top 16.
All right, it is time for us to take a pit stop. When we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We'll also talk for just a moment about the announcement from RCR and Kyle Busch, and recap a little bit about Kyle Larson's day at Indianapolis and Charlotte. We got all that straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, even on days off, like a wonderful Memorial Day holiday, like most of you are hopefully out there spending. Now, getting close to time to wind it up, though. Go home, eat you something good. And the best thing about Monday holidays is now you've got a short week. So enjoy yourself. Short work week. We're back at it next weekend. And, of course, the NASCAR guys will be back at it in Nashville coming up this weekend. So hopefully there's some Chattanooga area folk going to drive up and watch a good race in Nashville.
All right, let's talk about Kyle Larson and how well he did yesterday in both Indy and in NASCAR. Larson finished 27th in the Indy 500, and then he didn't do so well in the NASCAR race either. He ended up crashing out early at Indy and then spinning on at Charlotte. He, you know, it just wasn't a good race weekend at all.
And you know that, so that's got to be such a bummer, because you know he had to look forward to this day. There's a lot of prep that goes on.
A lot of hype.
There's a lot of hype, coverage, and you're like, all right, man, we're going to wake up. We're going to go give it our best in a race, come back and do what we do and what a NASCAR's biggest. Let's go.
And if you watch the Indy 500, there was nobody like really around him. No one got loose and got into him. He just kind of lost it, which I'm assuming is kind of a driver's. It's kind of like a professional golfer hitting a shank. It's just, it's embarrassing and it doesn't always happen. And when it does, you feel terrible. He does that and tears up his car and he's done. So, you know, he's got to go, well, that didn't go high as planned. But you know what? Let me go back to what I do best. Let me get down there to Charlotte. Let me go out and get in one of my cars and go show these guys who's boss. And it didn't go well either. So,
yeah,
as much fun as it had to the build up, I'm sure he's ready for 2025 to this, the 5-600 double to be done.
I just don't think it's in the best interest of any NASCAR driver to try to pull off the double.
You can't compete in the other one. Like you're going there to, I don't know, maybe finish top 10.
It's like an IndyCar driver trying to race in NASCAR.
Yeah, well, we would give them no shot and they wouldn't have one.
Yeah. And there's no question Kyle Larson can drive anything, and he's very talented and competitive. But the history has shown that it usually doesn't go well.
No, it never does.
When you think about the drivers that have driven in the double, you think of Kurt Busch, you think of Kyle Busch, you think of Robbie Gordon. I think Robbie
Gordon.
Didn't
Tony Stewart do it?
Tony Stewart did it. Robbie Gordon did it four times, I believe. Tony Stewart has been the most successful NASCAR driver to have ran both races. Tony Stewart raced twice, and he completed all 1,100 miles in 2001, and I think he was in the top 10 of both races, and that's the most successful any Cup driver's ever done.
Yeah, I mean, that you're not going to do any better. Yeah. That is the high water mark. And you know what? It's funny. You talk about having younger guys watch the Earnhardt documentary to learn who he was. Tony Stewart was one of those guys that kind of edgy. Everybody liked him, said what was on his mind. A lot of people would say kind of this generation's senior. Well, we would talk about that because he wasn't scared to tell NASCAR, hey, man, this stuff's crap. And he didn't sound whiny like, you know, it coming from Kyle Busch. And yet he's one of those that the minute he stopped driving NASCAR, he's just disappeared. Like, you don't hear about Tony Stewart ever.
Until yesterday.
Or now, you know, his wife who is, driving in sprint cars or whatever.
He's doing very well in NHRA.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's one that the older generation or this younger generation is going to happen along and be like, man, I wish I was watching back when Stewart Smoke was cool.
Yeah,
I mean, he was.
Tony Stewart, you may have seen, was part of the Fox broadcast at Indy yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a great job. And I wanted to talk for just a moment about Indy. It is amazing how big that race is and how it captivates this country and in the world. I think there was 400,000 people there yesterday.
To me, it's basically like the Kentucky Derby. Like, no one in this country cares a thing in the world about horse racing until the Kentucky Derby shows up. Mm-hmm. Same way with the Indianapolis 500, Sean. Can you tell me anything about the guy that won? Can you tell me who the best American open wheel racer is right now? No clue. But it's an event, and we're in, and come on, Indy 500.
Yeah. And what's kind of sad is the place is sold out end of May for the Indy 500. The NASCAR goes up there for the Brickyard, and the place looks empty.
Wah, wah. Yeah, 100,000 people in that building can make it look empty.
I want to talk for just a moment about some news that came out. And the timing of this news couldn't have been even any worse for Roger Penske. Two Penske IndyCar teams were penalized for illegal part modifications during this past weekend's Indianapolis 500 qualifying. The team announced it has parted ways with IndyCar team president Tim Cindric, which is the father of Austin Cindric, IndyCar managing director Ron Rusey, and IndyCar general manager Kyle Moyer. Now, these are three guys that have been a part of Roger Penske's racing organizations for decades. This is like something that people in racing would have never, ever, ever imagined, that Roger Penske would be terminating these three guys. These were like part of the Penske Motorsports dream team.
Do you think kind of forced into it based on what happened?
Well, I don't know all the details. I hope this week to learn more about what's going on, and I'm sure as time goes along, more things will be coming out. But whatever happened had to be just absolutely horrific for Roger Penske to make this decision. I think Tim Cindric, the president, I think he'd been president for the last 18 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's the father of Austin Cindric. And
Austin drives for Penske.
Yeah, he drives a two-car.
A little awkward.
And so there was some questions being asked by the media, and Austin tried to play it off and said, you know, hey, we keep things separate, personal and business. And he tried to play it off as like, hey, you know, I'm here to run a race. I'm not a part of that.
You got to be that way.
So, well, yeah, you do. And so we'll see how that unfolds as time goes along. Kyle Busch announced that he has re-signed for another year at Richard Childress Racing through the end of 2026.
Glutton for punishment or just ready to get things turned around. We'll see.
I think if things do not go well, he will be retiring at the end of 2026. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there anyway. And you're probably right.
Yeah. I like to tell my wife I'm right all the time, or at least 99.99.
And how does that work for you?
Usually not too well. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Any final words today, sir?
You know what? Enjoyed our first ever show on Rock 103.7.
And flame throwing watts of power,
blowtorch out there. So keep tuning in, Rambin on the radio, and all the other great things of Rock 105. But just now in the location of Rock 103.7.
That's right. And don't forget, if you are outside the listening market, you can always find us on your Odyssey app. Just download that if you don't already have it on your phone or tablet, and listen to us anywhere around the world. Also, if you've missed this today, any portion of today's broadcast or any past episodes, you can find us at our website, racingtalkradio.com, or you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. All right, don't forget, join us again next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website, and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.